The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and he spoke to them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Who among you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding yourself unable to finish the work, onlookers should laugh and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000? And if not, while still afar off, he will send a delegation to ask for peace. Likewise, everyone among you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. In this Gospel reading, we have submitting hyperbole, but the teaching is very clear that to follow Jesus Christ involves a sacrifice, some sacrifice, some significant sacrifice. So let me reflect on this, how this teaching fits the moment. It appears that we're still counting votes for the presidency. We don't know which or who among the two candidates will succeed to the White House. We don't know who the winner will be yet, so all the news tells us at the moment. However, the great prayer we have and the great hope we have is that the winner will be our country, that the winner will be our people, that somehow our opinions and our demands and our primary options will somehow be set in order to build the spirit of our people, not to divide us. So we pray that whoever succeeds in this election will be a person to bring us together so that we will sacrifice for the good of our country, for the good of our people. Put aside the fervent and sometimes arrogant opinions we have, whatever your opinion, and say, we will sacrifice for a greater good. That's precisely what this gospel says. Anything worth must be worth a sacrifice. Something that's free and that just comes to you without any measure of effort or sacrifice is seldom profoundly appreciated. We don't pray in gratitude for things that are just easy. We just presume these things. We take them all for granted. And then sometime we're asked to make a sacrifice, to change something, to give something up. And when we choose to do that, we begin to measure the gift and the return that comes from that. And that's what we need to do today in our great land. Whoever wins the election, we need to say, we place the good of our country and the good of our people before our opinions. And we need to make a contribution, a sacrifice, to bless our people, to enrich our country, to exalt the values of our democracy, to somehow endow each and every person with the gift of a voice. And everyone who is elected represents a voice, and clearly our country is severely divided. I mean, that's why the election is so close. So whoever should win, our prayer is that that person will sacrifice and be sensitive and be caring for the opinions of the many who disagreed. That's a great prayer. That's the teaching of this gospel. You want to follow Jesus Christ? You have to make a sacrifice. It doesn't come easy. It's a lifestyle. It's a way of thinking. It's a way of living. And somehow we're called to this discipleship in Jesus Christ in many ways. Today, we are called in discipleship with Jesus Christ to reverence and to respect and to honor those with whom we differ, to have a gracious spirit, to be generous, to be open, to be respectful. That, if we're going to bring this gospel to life today, I think that's what it means. We all have strong opinions here, but somehow our opinions have to be put at the service of our country and our people to bring us together. So we pray that the sacrifice spoken about in God's word today will become real to us, and we will generously respond for the good of all people. Amen. Let us pause now for a moment.